WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
turned away from it all like a blind man. Sat on the fence, but I don't want.
Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn.
80s, 90s, and more.
Tainted love.
99.7 Max FM.
You should have seen by the look in my eyes, baby, there was something missing. You should have known by the tone of my voice, maybe, but you didn't listen. You played dead, but you never bled. Instead you laid steel in the grass, or coiled up in the sand. And though I know all about those men, still I don't remember. 'Cause it was us, baby, way before them, and we're still together.
Communicate, pull out your body piece. You see diamonds.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
East 90s and more.
Clever. Did you stay up all night writing that?
99.7 Max FM.
Step inside. Walk this way. You and me, babe. Hey, hey.
Culture Club on Max FM.
Color find a star.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you a little while longer on Tuesday night. As a reminder, Bear Booth Thunderbird basketball will be coming up shortly. Now, fast food serves a purpose. You know what it's going to taste like, and you know how long it's going to take, and you know what it'll cost. But you know what? Wendy's is throwing a wrench into that. The CEO of Wendy's saying they're planning to boost profits by introducing digital menu boards that will have the capacity to display dynamic pricing that fluctuates throughout the day. That means a Baconator may cost more during the busy times like typical meal times, and let's say like 2 in the afternoon. The worst part is you wouldn't know what the price is until you pull up, which is very annoying, even if the price changes aren't that drastic. They also say they're planning to implement AI-enabled suggestive selling. The changes aren't happening right away. They're hoping to get new menu boards out by early next year so they can begin experimenting with it. Now, I will say I don't like that because, you know, I want to have a rough idea what I'm going to pay for my food. That is more of a turnoff to me because, you know what, I'm going to be there during the typical meal times because, you know what, I'm hungry. Well, I'm hungry all the time. Who's kidding there, right? Coming up, we will have a look at Weather Muse by Cheap Trick on Max FM.
Two female-led rock and roll Hall of Fame groups will be celebrated Friday night as Heart to Heartbreaker, playing the hits of Heart, as well as Pat Benatar, returns to Wisconsin Dells and the Legacy Dinner Theater. With 40 combined hits and over 70 million albums sold, these two supergroups will have you singing along with power ballads and straight-up rock and roll all night long. There may even be a special appearance by other female legends. Get your tickets today to see Heart to Heartbreaker Friday night at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. Then on Saturday night, it's the best of Pink Floyd as Echoes of Pompeii returns to Wisconsin Dells. With 11 members in the band and a huge laser light show, this will be one of the best concerts you'll see all year. Pink Floyd is one of the most successful bands in history, and Echoes of Pompeii is one of the best tributes out there. The Legacy Dinner Theater across from the Wilderness Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Get tickets today at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM Health provider and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Having a large gathering or celebration you need catering to? Hi, this is Jess at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and no matter what you are doing or where you are holding your event, we can help. Let us design a menu sure to please everyone. We have chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, pizza, salad, dessert, and all the other sides to boot. Give us a call at 608-768-5555 or head to pizzaranch.com/catering for more information.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some rain showers this evening, snow showers overnight, and windy. Gusts 30 to 40 miles an hour. Low mid-teens, wind chill to 5 below. Sun's back, but colder and breezy tomorrow. High mid-20s. Sunny, breezy, and much warmer Thursday. High mid-40s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 63 right now. 99.7.
90s and more.
Oh, wonderful!
99.7 Max FM.
I want you to want me.
I'm
Here is Bon Jovi on Max FM.
Lay your hands on me. 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 Lay your hands on me.
coverage of Baraboo High School Athletics on 99.7 Max FM is brought to you by our gold sponsors, Pierce's Express Market and Freedom in Christ Assembly. And brought to you in part by Don Rick Insurance Tricor, McGann Furniture, Nautical Coffee Company, Don Larson Superstore, Bunbury and Associates Realtors, Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance, SSM Health, Baraboo State Bank, and Countryside Portable Buildings.
Welcome to Baraboo High School for tonight's regional opener. First game of playoff action for the host Baraboo Thunderbirds and the Goslings of Watertown. Our visitors this evening, my name is Ben Bromley. Happy to be here with you at Baraboo High School alongside John Gunnell. We're just 2.5 minutes from the opening tip. John, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic, and I'm looking forward to this matchup. This is an exciting time of year as we start the playoff season. Should be an interesting matchup. The Goslings currently on a 10-game losing streak. Their last win came against the Portage Warriors back on January 19th. They did have a notable win, though, earlier in the season against Sauk Prairie back in December.
There's a common opponent.
There have been a couple of common opponents, Portage, Sauk Prairie, Mount Horeb, McFarland, and Milton.
So the Thunderbirds split with Sauk Prairie this year, and with Watertown getting a win, yeah, that would seem to indicate a good matchup tonight.
Well, you know, on the other side, the Thunderbirds were 15-3 at the start of February. Unfortunately, they've lost 5 of their last 6 games, including 4 straight home losses. So their last win on this court was back on January 16th against Poinette. So they are coming off a 65-55 loss versus Stoughton here at home. That was a team we had lost by 40-plus points earlier in the season, but it was also a team that we had beat at halftime. So, you know, this is time to get back on track.
Thunderbirds, right, they need to shake out of their doldrums at home. Yeah, like you mentioned, the T-Birds come in at 16-8 overall. They went 6-8 in the Badgers Small Conference this year, averaging 59 points a game. As for the Goslings, they come in at 4-20. They went 0-14 in the Badger Large. They're averaging about 38 points per game. And John, for our Watertown listeners and viewers out there, we'll give them a little rundown. So for the Thunderbirds, of course, it all starts and ends with their big man in the middle, Ross Legal.
That's correct. And, you know, Ross struggled in that last game. He's had a fantastic season, and he does provide a tough matchup, I think, for anybody who plays against the Thunderbirds. But Ross has to get back on track tonight. You know, and at this point of the season, it's one and done, so you can't take anybody lightly. You just throw out the records, you try to execute your game plan, and you do whatever it takes to win.
And for this Thunderbirds team, they've racked up their most wins in a season since 2008, so it's been a great bounce-back season for the Thunderbirds, and they're hoping to kick off a playoff run with a home win here this evening.
Well, the thing about the Thunderbirds is they go pretty deep, and you never know who might step up and have a big night for it. So I'm looking forward to see who that might be tonight.
No question. For the Goslings, Brett Schweffel comes in as their leading scorer, just shy of 17 points a game, followed by Calvin Hurtgen and Jake Hurtgen. For the Thunderbirds, we talked about Ross Legal. He averages just shy of 19 a game. He's the Thunderbirds' leading scorer and their leading rebounder as well at 11 a game. The players are lined up, and we're going to turn things over to the Baraboo High School pep band for the national anthem.
Teams have returned to their benches.
The starting lineups are about to be announced, and as long as we're on that topic, John Gunnell, what do you got for tonight's starting lineups?
Well, the Goslings of Watertown are led by Brett Sweffel. You said that he's their leading scorer coming into tonight's game, and he's a 6'2" junior. Also in the starting lineup for the Goslings, Jacob Hurtgen, a 5'11" junior, and his brother Calvin Hurtgen, also a 5'11" junior. Next is Reese Camrath, the 5'11" senior, and rounding out the starting lineup for the Goslings is Braden Schmidt, a 6'5" junior.
I was thinking about that, John, as we looked at the rosters, and of course, matching up with Ross Legal is always a challenge. He's listed at 6'8", and I wondered if Braden Schmidt at 6'5" might be that guy.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the matchup to look forward to tonight. And for the Thunderbirds in the starting lineup, they're led by Alex Hannigan, a 6'1" junior, Toby Lefevre, a 6'1" senior, Bo Brewster, a 6'5" senior, Luke Vittengall, a 5'11" senior, and of course, as we mentioned earlier, Ross Legal, the Thunderbirds' leading scorer, a 6'8" senior.
And of course, we talked about Ross being a key both on the post offensively and protecting the rim defensively, but Alex Hannigan is the engine that runs this offense. He is not only the second leading scorer at 11 points a game, he's also the Thunderbirds' second leading rebounder, just shy of 5 a game, and he leads the team in assists at more than 4 a game.
Pretty impressive to have your point guard be the second leading rebounder on your team.
For sure, and we've talked about all season about how that loose ball always seems to end up in the hands of Alex Hannigan. It might look like luck, but it can't possibly be.
Well, those are good hands for the wall to wind up in because he does a lot of good things for the Thunderbirds.
So we have Braden Schmidt and Ross Legal getting ready to jump center. They are standing at the Baraboo Thunderbird logo at midcourt here at Melvin F. Huth Memorial Gymnasium at Baraboo High School. Referees are talking things over before we get underway. The ball is in the air. Tip goes to the Thunderbirds. Ross Legal tipping it to Alex Hannigan, the aforementioned Thunderbird leaders. They come out against a man-to-man Goslings defense. Thunderbirds move to our left. They're wearing their home whites. Goslings in their road baby blues. Hannigan on the drive, kicks out, finds Legal left wing. Over to Lefevre in the left corner. He's going to dribble it out, kick it out. Hannigan over to Vittengill, right corner. Looking for a give and go. Finds Brewster in the lane. Brewster's up with it in the paint. He scores. Bo Brewster.
Nice start for the Thunderbirds.
One of many seniors honored at senior night just last week. The Thunderbirds have 11, count them 11, seniors on this roster.
That's quite a few banners that you have to pass through on the way into the gym.
Gosling's now on offense up against the T-Birds. T-Birds come out man-to-man defensively. Gosling's move to our right. They're swinging it around. There's a three-point look for Calvin Hurtgen, and that's good. Hits a triple on the Watertown opening possession, and the Goslings hold an early 3-2 lead. Hannigan's across midline, midcourt, gets it to Legal, or I should say Vittengill, left wing. Toby Lefevre thinks about a drive, instead kicks it out. Legal now, he wants to get to his favorite spot, right block. Shot no good, but there's a foul. Ross Legal's going to shoot a pair, and we talked all season.